This episode of Family Affairs is brought to you by
CCTV S2. Do you want to make sure that nobody's up to no good? That your children are safe? Get yours basic package starting at $215. All packages include free installation, free 50-meter cables, and a 2-year limited warranty. Real-time security system protection. View your properties at any time, anywhere.
Welcome back to Family Affairs. I'm your host, Greg. Today, we have a complicated matter to discuss. Before we start off, let's talk love, particularly young love. Have any of you guys ever been in love at a young age? Woo! Yeah. For those of you who have, you know it's a complicated time and doesn't always end up as we hope. Now that we got that out of the way, let's get into this week's episode, Young Love in Elsinore. So today, we have a family of three, a father who is concerned about his teenage daughter and a brother who is concerned about his sister. They fear that her newfound love with the popular rap star Hamlet is not genuine and will not last. Now here's today's guests.
Hey, I'm Ophelia. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm Laertes, Ophelia's brother.
Hey, I'm Paulonius, Ophelia's father.
Great. It's finally nice to meet you guys. So, tell me, what's going on here?
Honestly, I don't even know what to even think right now. I'm just gonna pass the mic to my brother.
So, I came across my sister's text messages when I was looking through her phone. It was from Hamlet, the popular rapper from Denmark. He was trying to slide into my sister's DMs.
So what's the problem with that?
So, by the looks of it, since Hamlet is a popular rapper, he has a lot on his hands. His choice of a partner can affect his career and his devotion to his music. Because of all these responsibilities, he won't have time and energy to be in a relationship with my sister, and anyone else for that matter. And not to be rude, but his father just passed away a few months ago, so it is understandable that he may be looking for someone to comfort him and be with him.
Okay, fair enough. But why do you believe Hamlet is not right for your sister?
Well, they're both young, and you know, young people are immature and they can't make their own decisions right now. Young boys are more driven by their hormones and sexual desires. They don't think about the long term, and they just think about their short-term pleasure. I'm also afraid that because of this truth, my sister will get her heart broken because she'll think that it's more serious than it actually is. I also don't want my sister and family to be exploited and harassed by the public, as usually famous people are expected to be with other famous people.
Okay, Laertes, what is some advice that you have for your sister?
Well, the first piece of advice I'd give her is to move on with your life. Don't fall for his charm and sweet words, because that's all they are, sweet words. Take his love letters with a grain of salt, and don't always have your mind on him. You should also know your worth and make the choice when the time is right for you and when you mature more.
Okay, Ophelia, I have a question for you. What do you feel about your brother's advice, and what is your opinion on Hamlet?
So, about my brother, his words were very encouraging. I understand what he was trying to say, and I will take this into consideration. I just believe that he should practice what he preaches, but I understand what he's saying. Hamlet, he's a very nice guy. You know, he texts me every day, as well as me. He sends me gifts and love letters. I don't really understand why everybody has a problem with us potentially being together.
Alright, thank you, Laertes, and thank you, Philia. Alright, now, Polonius, what are your thoughts on Hamlet and your daughter being together?
My take is pretty self-explanatory. I don't like it. I'm his manager. This is unacceptable. I feel like he's backstabbing me. I do not appreciate this. I feel like he's just trying to take advantage of my daughter. And I don't know why my daughter is falling for his trap. This is not real love. This is just in the moment. That's just a desire. He's not nice. He's trying to play you. I do not want you to talk to him again.
But Dad, he seems like a really nice guy. He He showers me with gifts. He shows affection. He's a very honorable man.
Honorable man? You say he's an honorable man? Would an honorable man try to sign to his manager's daughter's DMs? No, don't be foolish. His gifts are not real. He just desires you. Do you not see? Don't be a fool. If you keep continuing like this, you're gonna make me look like a fool.
Hey. No fighting. We're here to resolve the issue. We're not here to start conflict.
You're right, fine. I'll listen. I'll wait my turn.
Now, one at a time. Alright, Polonius. How do you suppose that we solve this?
I feel like there's only one answer, and that is that my daughter never sees Hamlet again. This is unacceptable. I never thought my daughter would do this to me.
Okay, Polonius, settle down. Listen, we need to take into account both sides. Now, I'm gonna ask Ophelia her side of the story, and I want you to take that into account. Let's start at the beginning. How did we end up at the point that we are at now?
So, me and Hamlet known each other for a while. My dad is the manager of him and his dad. So, we've known each other for quite some time, and just a while back ago, he started DMing me. We've been talking back and forth, and he then offered me on a date to Starbucks, and I couldn't resist because of his sweet words.
Oh, his words were sweet as candy.
So we ended up going out, and he took me there, and we had a really good time. He then took me back to his studio where he expressed his love for me, and I gotta admit, I was starting to catch feelings towards him, and recently, we just talked yesterday, so we were really vibing.
Okay, so after hearing both of your viewpoints, what I would do in this situation is that you should listen to your father, as he is your father after all, and he knows best for you. And not only that, but he has learned about who Hamlet is as a person because of his many years of experience working for him and working for his family. So your father knows best, and I suggest that you take his advice. All right, Polonius. So, do you have any final words before we close off?
Yes, I would just like to say thank you for your time and understanding where I'm coming from.
No problem.
And as for you, Ophelia, my daughter, I'd like to tell you to never see him again and to obey my orders. I'm sorry that it has to come to this, but I just do not want you to see him again.
Okay, Dad.
All right, you heard it here, folks. Now, can we get a round of applause for our wonderful guest today? And before we end off, here's an ad from our sponsor.
How to turn all your relationships into magic. Relationship Magic, Waking Up Together by Guy Finley. Now 45% off, only $9.99.
Now, thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Family Affairs. This has been Greg, and have a wonderful night.